Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 417 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 77Q, by Mr. Arnold, had been in the child's stomach. A blow on the back of the head might blacken one or both eyes. Redirect examination. I think excitement could produce flow from the uterus. I don't think it would cause any discoloration of the walls of the vagina, except from the blood. Dr. H.F. Harris, sworn for the state. I am a practicing physician. I made an examination of the body of Mary Fagan on May 5th. On removing the skull, I found there was no actual break of the skull, but a little hemorrhage under the skull, corresponding to the point where the blow had been delivered, which shows that the blow was hard enough to have made the person unconscious. This wound on the head was not sufficient to have caused death. I think beyond any question she came to her death from strangulation from this cord being wound around her neck. The bruise around the eye was caused by a soft instrument because it didn't show the degree of contusion that would have been produced by a hard instrument. The outside cuticle of the skin wasn't broken. The injury to the eye and scalp were caused before death. I examined the contents of the stomach, finding 160 cubic centimeters of cabbage and biscuit, or wheat and bread. It had progressed very slightly towards digestion. It is impossible for one to say absolutely how long this cabbage had been in the stomach, but I feel confident that she was either killed or received the blow on the back of the head within a half hour after she finished her meal. I made an examination of the privates of Mary Fagan. I found no spermatozoa. On the walls of the vagina, there was evidence of violence of some kind. The epithelium was pulled loose, completely detached in places. Blood vessels were dilated.